Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Browns losing yesterday to the Baltimore Ravens 23-16. Ravens started 1-5. They're now five and five.
Less than a 1% chance of making the playoffs at the time.
They've won four straight games. And Lamar Jackson doesn't look healthy.
No, he doesn't.
But that's all right. Their defense was solid yesterday, put a lot of pressure on the Browns' young quarterbacks, on the Browns' offensive line with beat-up tackles. Line had some issues, and the defense was really, really fun to watch. I give him a lot of credit.
Miles was fun to watch. I thought Carson Schlesinger.
Yeah, fun to watch. I thought the defense as a whole did a really nice job.
Pick six. You had a lot of fun stuff going. Yeah, you're right.
All the way around. Julius is in Baltimore, Maryland, of all places. Julius?
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
Thank you.
Baltimore. I work with nothing but Ravens fans, so I've been catching it all morning.
I bet you have.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
We'll say a prayer for you. I appreciate it. But on his insight of the game, I think the rejuvenation of having a new quarterback back there who literally took no reps with the first team and was able to bring that spark and excitement, is no turning back from here. You know, just the amount of blitz that Zach Orr put on the offensive line that Shedeur Sanders, it's unheard of. I think they said he blitzed 70% of the times that they lined up and stacked the box. So if you see how the coverage was open and they just sat in the pockets, he was able to hit and at least attempt to move the ball, we would be foolish to go back with Gabriel.
Well, that's what they're going to do.
That's what he said yesterday. So I know you said there's no turning back, but we'll see what Kevin says today. But as of yesterday, they are going to turn back if they're – starting quarterback is cleared for concussion protocol. But I got to think normally in protocol, he's going to miss a week.
Depends.
Every concussion is different. I'll be the first guy on earth to tell you that.
Yep.
So,
but I also think that if we do go back with Gabriel, the locker room is lost. The defense was out there. They were playing lights out. And I think it was because they...
Julius. There's nothing that you saw from Shedeur that would make you think that the locker room is lost.
I think
he was 4 of 16. He was 4 of 16. He's a young guy. He needs a chance to develop. That's all okay. But he was 4 of 16. I can't imagine that anybody in the locker room is thinking, "Yes, we found our guy."
I think the willingness to stretch the field and not be afraid to shoot the ball 25, 30 yards.
I like that too, Julius. I did. I did like that. Thank you, Julius.
Thanks, man.
Good luck in Baltimore. They're hanging there. I like that too, except the pass to Isaiah Bond in the end zone that was a terrible throw.
Mm-hmm.
That was a completely improvised play because he was trying to avoid the rush.
Sure.
Okay. And I.
The intentional grounding call wasn't exactly a great idea.
Right.
The
interception was a bad throw. The pass to Kyle Hamilton that he couldn't handle was a bad throw. All this said, I get it. It's okay. He was not good yesterday, folks. And here's the thing that I want to just make sure everybody knows this is what I think. Shedeur was not good yesterday. That's okay. This is why they've been bringing him along slowly and giving him a chance to develop. And they've not developed him. They didn't give him first-team reps. You want to make that argument? Valid point. Okay, valid point. Except they obviously like Dylan Gabriel more, and they're trying to develop him because he's the starting quarterback. But if you think anybody saw anything out of Shadur yesterday that makes you think, yes, we have our guy, it's just because you're so in love with Shadur that that's what you want. And that's okay, too.
See, here's where I disagree with you, Jeff. I'm not in love with either one of these guys, but I did see a guy who got the ball at the end of the game who had struggled earlier in the game. They gave him the opportunity, and maybe, you know, Baltimore's defense was a little bit softer on that last drive, but he put them in a position to have a catch in the end zone to tie things up. That's what I saw. I don't love...
On the final drive, he was 2 of 7 for 35 yards.
Doesn't matter. He got him down the field. Like, I don't care if he was... If they got down on penalties, they figured out a way that when he was there to have an opportunity to shoot for the end zone and try to tie things up. It's just... Sometimes guys can... It's not because you love Shadur Sanders that you could have a little bit of like, okay, I wonder what this is going to look like.
I thought it was fun, and I thought he made a couple of nice throws. But, yeah. I mean, he was 4 of 16. He looked very overmatched.
He had one drop. One of those passes was dropped.
That's at least all okay. Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Call Flacco and Dylan Gabriel. Yeah, and ask
I get it. But, I mean, I'm just saying, Jeff, it's not, I don't think you have to love, you don't have to be on the, oh my God, he's the savior train to say, oh, okay. And when you add all the elements, and they're not excuses, the elements to what's going on. Offensive line, not very good. Does he have the greatest wide receiving core? No. Has he worked with the first team at all? No. There's a lot of reasons to kind of wonder. This isn't about love. This is about wonder. And wonder if they have to waste two draft picks on a, or waste a draft pick on a not, I shouldn't even say waste. Wonder if they have to draft a quarterback next year. That's all. Again, I'm not like, I wasn't sitting here screaming for Sanders, but I wasn't against Sanders the whole time, too.
Well, and Andy, all we want is for one of these guys, somebody at quarterback, to succeed here. The only difference between Shadur and Gabriel in what's gone on here, in the factors involved in this, is that Gabriel was getting first-team reps because they clearly liked him better because they drafted him sooner and Shadur didn't beat him out.
Sure.
I mean, that's the only difference. Dylan's thrown to the same wide receivers. He's playing behind the same line. And it's not one or the other. I don't know which one's going to be better. I don't know. If either one of them is here in 2 or 3 years, you know, who knows? So,
but here's the other thing, too. I mean, you said he didn't beat him out. And if we, you know, Jason Lloyd said, and we're going to talk about this later in the show, if they knew he was in a redshirt year the entire season, then he wasn't getting...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Given a chance to beat him out. If they knew the second they drafted him in the fifth round that this was going to be a redshirt year for him, I mean, if I was a coach and I knew someone was coming into redshirt, I knew that the odds of him beating somebody out.
Go ahead and say exactly what you're referencing.
What do you mean? Oh, Jason Lloyd said that it was a redshirt year.
In the Athletic.
In the Athletic. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. But if that's true.
He wrote a story and said that.
And if Kevin in the front office believed that it was a redshirt year, then he truly wasn't given a chance to try to have a starting, to be on the, I mean, to be able to be a starter this year. They didn't want it. And that's okay. He's a fifth-round draft pick. I get it. And don't sit here and argue and say he's not a fifth-round draft pick. Because he was. I can't, you know, what media says is talk, and we are talk, and it's all there. But the bottom line is he wasn't the first quarterback they picked, just like you've said, and I totally agree with that.
The one thing about it, Andy, and if their plan was to bring him along slowly, you know, you obviously can't redshirt in the NFL, but you don't have to play anybody. But and here's why I say he didn't beat him out. You think that the San Francisco 49ers expected Brock Purdy to beat out Trey Lance, who they gave up number one picks for?
No.
But they saw enough in practice that he earned more reps. He earned more stuff. And I can only assume, since I'm not watching practice all the time, and media is not allowed to watch practice all the time, I can only assume that Shador did not do what Brock Purdy did in San Francisco, which is impress enough to think, yep, he deserves more. Let's go.
But if you're not put in the position to do that, you're never going to be able to do that.
Oh, but he's out on the practice field. I mean,
yeah, but Jeff, if you're
in training camp, but keep this in mind. He was fourth string at the start of training camp.
Yeah, no, I get it. Know, so, I mean, I understand. And somehow, some way, the coaching staff said, you know what, let's put him in a position where we can see what he looks like. If the redshirt status was true, as a coaching staff, you would never put him in a position to go out and try to earn the starting job or earn a shot of being the active quarterback early on in the season when you had a veteran. But like, why in the world did they get rid of one of the veterans? I don't understand it. To me, that's absolutely mind blowing.
Should have kept one.
Yes. Yep.
Mike's in Cleveland. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Good. Good.
Okay. Here's the thing. You know, Jeff. You know, you keep saying that the fact that I know understand that Shador looked kind of crappy last night, but you know, the thing is that.
But Mike, that's okay, you know, isn't it?
No, it's not okay because they're saying that he looks crappy, and the coaching staff, if they're saying they're coaching him up and getting him ready, how's that going to look okay? You know, that's saying that the coaching staff is not okay. Because what is he doing? I mean, you know, they tell me, well, I've heard, and maybe you guys have too, that Shador's used for first team reps against the defense. Now, let's just turn this around.
He ran the scout team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just turn this around for a minute. Suppose he had been on the center for the Ravens playing the Browns' number one defense. He probably would have looked just as good as Lamar because he played against those guys and he know those guys and what they do. He'd probably been looking for Myles Garrett first because he does that in practice. Then he'll probably be looking at other guys, Denzel Ward and everything like that. So he might have had a better game if they had a reverse. I'm just saying because if you're practicing against number ones, the defense, he's going to know everything about that defense. So if he get in there and practice with the number one offense, he's going to know everything about the number one offense. He said, I don't even know which way this guy right. I got to know what's his best move, what he likes to do. He admitted all that stuff, you know. And even the offensive lineman said, I never heard his voice before.
Met the quarterback one time. You know, I mean, Mike, I understand most of your point there.
So you can't say it's okay the way he played because he's not being developed right.
But you're trying to develop another rookie quarterback, Mike. That's what's going on here. At this point in time, they deem Dylan Gabriel to be a better option. And he's a rookie quarterback, and they're trying to develop him. And it's nearly impossible to develop two rookie quarterbacks at the same time at the same level. It's just not going to happen. And I'm sorry. I understand from his perspective. I'm not going to sit here and say he can't play. He wasn't good yesterday. His first chance to play in an NFL game. If he had been good, applaud. Does yesterday mean he can't become a good quarterback in the NFL? Of course not. Of course not. But I don't think anybody needs to make any excuses for him not playing well yesterday. Anybody. Coaching, well, they didn't bring him along. Well, he's a fifth-round pick. How many fifth-round picks get brought along when they have another rookie ahead of him, Andy?
Agree, but that's, I also, the problem I have with that, Jeff, is when they made him the number two quarterback on game day, there's a responsibility to know what's going on and act throughout the week. Now, I'm not saying that he had to have all the reps. I'm just saying act throughout the week as if you're the starter, because you'll hear that all the time. When guys come in as the number two quarterback and they're able to step in and look good, it's because they've approached things as if they were the number one quarterback. If he didn't have any snaps with these guys and he was one snap away, that to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Certainly would have been nice if he had.
Yeah, fifth round pick doesn't matter when you're the number two quarterback and you're one snap away. That's all.
Well, it does to some extent when your other quarterback is a rookie and needs all the snaps he can
but
get.
They
because
made
he just
that.
Recently exactly. But that's the situation they're in.
Yeah.
You know, it's not Dylan's fault, it's not Shadur's fault. Might not be Kevin Stefanski's fault. Might be Andrew Berry's fault.
Could be Jimmy Haslam's
fault. They had two veteran quarterbacks. You wanted to win that game yesterday? You should have played Bailey Zappe. Sorry, Bailey Zappe is the most experienced quarterback on the team and has had the most NFL success. If that's what you're looking for, you should have played Bailey Zappe. You didn't.
Can't argue.
You're trying to win.
I'm not saying that I wanted to watch Bailey Zappe play.
You're trying to win and develop at the same time.
When tickets were going for $6.
Yeah. There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.